In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The stone which the builders rejected is become the cornerstone. These are the words our Lord pronounces today, quoting his holy ancestor David in the Psalms, signifying that they are to be fulfilled in the hearing of the Jews of his time. This theme of the stone follows us throughout today's Mass. When we hear our Lord's parable today of the vineyard and the servants who are sent again and again to announce to the workmen that harvest time has come, and all of them are mistreated, till finally his son is sent, and he is killed. All of us can understand very well that this signifies the vineyard of the Old Testament, which will now be replaced by the new. But we should be mindful as well of this image of the stone, for there is another theme running through this week of Lent. In the Old Testament, we continue the sacred history that began on Septuagesima Sunday with the creation of the world and the fall of Adam. It will conclude with Moses at the time of the Exodus. And then we will have Easter. But right now we find ourselves at the time of an aged Isaac, and then of Jacob and Esau. And indeed tomorrow, the epistle will be the story of Jacob and Esau and how Jacob takes the birthright of Esau. And this will be compared, amazingly, to the parable of the prodigal son. Jacob, if we look back just a few chapters earlier from what we read today in Mass, we hear of his son Joseph. And a few passages earlier is when we hear of a younger Jacob who, about to start his greatest ventures, find his wives, work under his uncle Laban, lays down his head to rest upon a stone. And it is while laying his head upon this stone that he has a dream. Jacob dreams of a ladder upon which the angels ascend and descend. It is thanks to the fact that he has taken his sleep upon this stone. We have no doubt as to the meaning of this ladder. Our Lord leaves us no doubt, for at the beginning of his public ministry, in St. John's Gospel, he declares that we shall see the angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Yes, Jacob's ladder is our Lord Jesus Christ himself. This stone, then, is the very stone upon which the church shall be founded. And it is the stone which the original builders will reject. When it is brought to them in the fullness of time, and it is declared that this is the true stone, the stone that was shown to your fathers, shown the stone revealed to the patriarchs, which is to be the foundation of the true religion. It was at that time that those who had been charged with keeping the vineyard until the fullness of time decided rather, let us kill the son and take for ourselves the inheritance. This would be fulfilled very much and will be a couple weeks from now in Passiontide when the high priest Caiaphas declares, "It is better that this one should die for the sake of the whole people." In the midst of Lent now, this moral lesson is for us. For once again, although it declares to us that the Old Testament has been fulfilled and that we may rejoice to belong to the new, these words can just as easily apply to us. It is to us that these words apply when Jacob, speaking to his son Joseph and representing the Eternal Father, says to his son, who is a type of Christ, "Go now and see if all things be well with thy brethren." When our Lord comes to visit us today in the most holy sacraments, will he find that all is well in our souls? Now is the time of examination of conscience, the time when we may obtain mercy through Christ our Lord. Amen.